We need to live in what the Bible calls the rest of God. It's a special kind of rest that you can have even in the midst of the storms of life. Everything doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to have everything figured out. You replace all that with trust that God is good, that he knows what he's doing, and that he will do the best thing for you at the right time. I want you to get that. Matter of fact, we should say it together. Say, God will do the best thing for me at the right time. And I know we're in a hurry and God's not. But being frustrated about how long you have to wait will not get God to hurry. God gives us dreams and visions, or I just put hope. He gives us hope for change. We want to change. We want to see our loved ones change. We want to see the world change. We want our finances to change. There's always something that we want to change. And God is in the business of changing things, but he never tells us when. And it's frustrating, of course, when you have something real big in your heart. It seems to you like it should happen right away. At least that's the way it seems to me. And it rarely ever does happen right away. Because to be honest, whatever it is we're wanting God to do in our life, usually we have to go through some kind of a preparation period in order for that to happen. And we don't get to skip over those steps. And waiting doesn't have to be a time of misery if we trust God that he will do things not on our timing, but in his timing and at the right time. And might I add, just because you feel like you're ready, in no way means that you are ready. And another thing I want to mention is when you're praying for other people, God can't override their will just to answer your prayer. Because everybody has a free will. So when you pray for somebody else, you've got to give God time to deal with them. And the best thing to do is just be a good example to them while you're in the process of waiting. And obviously, when we pray for somebody else, there's no 100% guarantee that they're going to give in to God. But one thing's for sure, if nobody prays for them, God will never even have an opening to work in their life. And sometimes you just have to keep that in mind, that when you pray, it gives God an opening to work on them. My husband always has said several times, when you start praying for somebody, they're going to act worse before they act better. You know why? Because when God starts, how many of you, when God's dealing with you, you don't act so good all the time? Well, so when you pray for somebody and you see them acting worse, you should say, great. God is working. God reserves the knowledge of timing for his own wisdom. Why does God withhold information from us? Why doesn't he just tell us why and when? Well, a handful of reasons. Number one, if we knew how long we had to wait, so God uses this little word soon. Don't you love it when somebody with a prophetic gift comes through town and they give you a word? The Lord says, soon you're going to be sent out into your ministry. You get so excited, but you don't know any more than you did before they came in. It took me a while to figure that out. I back in the 70s, there was a lot of the gifts of the Spirit that were operating more heavily in the church at that season than they seem to be now. And different people with different gifts would come to our church, and it seemed like invariably they'd call me out and give me a word, and it was almost always the same thing. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And to be honest, I thought, if I get that word one more time, I am going to scream. Because after about the seventh or eighth time, I figured out that it wasn't really telling me anything. Didn't tell me anything. And God finally told me, he says, all you got to do is just keep on keeping on until the time comes. You know, everybody waits. It's not a matter of whether you will wait or not. I can just, if you've got any questions about that, I can tell you tonight, you will wait. It's nobody just has a dream or a vision or a plan or a desire or a hope, and they just get it immediately. Everybody waits. Moses had a desire to deliver his people from the bondage that they were in as slaves in Egypt. And he went to the desert for 40 years in the wilderness. Have you ever noticed that when you're waiting, sometimes you feel like you're in the wilderness? And what was he out there for? For training. I wish God could train us on a mountaintop, but it seems he always has to do it in a furnace or a wilderness or a desert or at a job we hate or, you know, something like that. Joseph waited 13 years in prison for something that he didn't even do. He wasn't even guilty. But, you know, the interesting thing about Joseph is it appears, I don't know if he ever had a grouchy day, but none of them are listed in the Bible. And it just appears that Joseph had such a great attitude about all these unfair things that happened to him. And the result was that everywhere he went, God gave him favor. When he was in Potiphar's house, he got a little too much favor with Potiphar's wife, and she went after him. And then that favor ended up putting him in prison, but he also got favor in prison. And no matter where he was, he got favor. And see, that can happen to you, and it can happen to me. If we learn to wait with a good attitude, you know what the best thing is that you can do while you're waiting? Help somebody else. If you want to know, well, what am I supposed to do while I'm just waiting on God? Help somebody else. That's the very best thing that you can do.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching. To get more from Joyce, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.